It's the radio segment that forgot its pants today.
Oh no!
Laser Stories. A segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of New Harmony, Indiana. The cops were involved in a high-speed car chase the other night, and when the driver of the stolen vehicle made a very questionable decision, he approached a nearby area, signs everywhere said two words, bridge out.
Okay. I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
It turns out the local bridge was recently being worked on, but I guess that didn't matter because the driver decided to try to jump it, Dukes of Hazzard style.
Yeehaw! No, those are professional stunt drivers.
Really, that's like real life, man.
No.
Yeah.
And it didn't work, and the guy wound up getting stuck on some exposed beams on the bridge.
Oh, no!
So he bailed and ran. Luckily for police, he left behind a big clue, and that clue was his prosthetic leg.
How did he run?
Yeah.
He hopped.
And they weren't able to catch him?
The fake leg was wearing a plastic bright green croc as well.
Worse.
Now the fashion choice is the real crime.
That's
here.
Illegal.
The cops are still trying to track the guy down, but considering that he's on the run with just one leg, they feel like they probably should be able to catch him soon.
Follow the one footprint.
Yeah.
Isn't that like the whole like movie of The Fugitive? Like they're looking for the one-armed man, the one-legged man. Like.
But the question people are talking about the most is, if you have a fake leg, does it really need a shoe that's ugly and comfortable on it? Why
it
the crop?
Good point. What's the comfort for?
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the friendly skies. Recently, an international flight was delayed for a long time, and passengers still don't understand why it took so long. According to the FAA, a traveler on a Pakistan International Airlines flight accidentally opened the exit door before takeoff, which automatically deployed the emergency slide.
Oh! How do people confuse the emergency exits?
I don't understand.
Exits?
Like, it couldn't be more clear on the door.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a huge red handle you have to pull.
Yeah, and the arrow and everything. It's like...
And all the emergency words.
According to witnesses... He was red-faced when the flight attendant spoke to him about it. He apparently thought it was the bathroom and had to go real bad.
Go!
So did he wet himself while he was sitting there?
Dude, we deployed the slide. You better pee on
it. Yeah. Of course, because it was the airlines, the plane was delayed 7 hours.
Oh my God!
What?
Frustrated travelers immediately took to social media, and Pakistan Airlines, of course, blamed it all on the guy that wanted to go to the bathroom and open the door. Saying over Twitter, we strongly urge passengers to ask flight attendants if you're not sure where the bathroom is. These type of mishaps result in the inconvenience of hundreds of other passengers.
Oh my God.
After that, one traveler commented saying, yes, the passenger did a dumb thing, but how does it take that long?
Yeah, 7 hours?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it also said, how does it make it okay for them to lose my luggage? Especially if you're sitting there for 7 hours, they should probably be able to figure it out. Another passenger said it was the most pathetic service he's ever seen, and he could have deflated the slide himself and rolled it back onto the plane in under an hour.
Oh my gosh.
This next laser story is out of Newport Richey, Florida. 20-year-old guy named Fabrico Jimenez was pulled over at around 4:30 in the morning last weekend, and the cops noticed that he had some white powder on his nostrils.
What?
Well, that's pretty obvious what's happening.
So the police ran a field test on the powder, and unfortunately for Fabrico, turns out it was cocaine.
What? Not a donut?
But the good news is that he had a very valid excuse. According to the police report, Fabrico attempted to tell the deputies that the cocaine on his nose was not his.
Oh.
People always say that, but when it's on your nose,
it's not mine.
I mean, come on.
When the officers asked him some more questions about that, he couldn't explain why somebody else's coke was on his nose. Plus, to make matters worse for him, he had a small bag with more coke on him.
Oh, okay.
That's also not his.
Yeah.
Not to mention a huge bag of Xanax, too.
Yeah, none of it his.
So he was arrested for felony narcotics possession.
Oh.
This next laser story is out of the worldwide world of donuts.
Oh, I love this world!
Krispy Kreme just announced that they'll be opening up a new flagship store in Times Square, and management believes that donut lovers from around the world will finally have a place that they can congregate at this one-of-a-kind donut mecca.
Donuts.
Need a mecca.
Krispy Kreme also revealed some of the details about the new spot. They said that it will include the world's largest hot light.
Oh, to keep the donuts warm?
Yeah. Ooh. It will signal to the Times Square masses the making and serving of hot, fresh donuts 24 hours a day. stadium-style seating inside the world's largest Krispy Kreme donut.
Stadium? Yep. Just so you can watch them being made?
It's an arena?
Yeah.
You'll get to experience new immersive and interactive digital donut activations, whatever that means.
I don't know, but I want in.
And of course, they'll have a giant glaze waterfall.
Double rainbow.
Wait,
oh my God.
A yeah. waterfall of a glaze?
You just yeah. want to run into it, don't you?
This
Jose?
Is my new Disneyland. Yeah. Oh my God.
They say the location is expected to serve more guests annually than any other Krispy Kreme location around the world and will open sometime next year.
Oh, get me in that waterfall.
This next laser story is out of celeb headquarters. Celeb quarters.
Ooh.
There are so many horrible things about the internet, but this is why we keep it around. Recently, if you haven't heard, 25-year-old Justin Bieber challenged 56-year-old Tom Cruise to a fight.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so!
And because of that, somebody came up with a fantastic idea. Just have random people on the internet challenge other celebrities to fights. To find out who you can challenge, just subtract 31 from your birth year and then do a Google search for celebrities born on that year, and you'll find a ton of sites that list them.
Whoa.
The whole idea is really catching on. For example, one woman is psyched that she finally has a chance to kick 72-year-old Sally Field's butt.
Oh,
yeah. It's about time.
I don't know. My money's still on Sally.
Another guy dared 66-year-old Jeff Goldblum to, quote, catch some hands.
Mm-hmm. No, see, I think Goldblum can throw hands for
I think
sure.
he can,
yeah,
too.
He still looks, like, very in shape.
Totally.
Yeah. He does the short shorts, and they actually look really good on him.
If not, he's so weird.
Yeah,
he's one of those guys you start awkward. To get in a fight with and be like, I don't know now.
Yeah, dude.
You seem crazy. And another dude who goes by the name of Blaine Capatch told 84-year-old Sophia Loren to cash me outside.
Cash me outside. That's amazing.
Come on.
Just a word of warning to all the 36-year-olds out there. Choose wisely because your list of potential opponents includes Liam Neeson. And trust me, you don't want any
no,
Liam Neeson.
No, man. That guy. He doesn't let anything go.
This next laser story is out of Dad's Day, USA.
Yay!
It's not possible to be the cool dad forever, whether you want to be or not. Eventually, you'll become not so cool.
Yeah.
I just say embrace it and let it happen. So in honor of Father's Day, a new survey asked people for the signs that you've hit peak dad. Here are the top ones. Number 7, wearing cargo shorts.
Oh, God.
I love cargo shorts. And
they're
I
great.
I
know. People rip on them all the time, but you can keep so many things in the pockets.
So many pockets.
Guys,
man. Never lose
you don't
sunglasses.
Need... Just get a purse.
All right. Number 6, taking mid-afternoon naps.
Already do that.
Number 5, getting excited to go to home improvement stores.
Ooh.
Number 4, always manning the grill.
Yeah.
Number 3, embarrassing your kids on purpose.
Mm-hmm. See, that's funny.
Yeah, I will say that's the best part about being a stepdad
on
now.
Purpose.
Oh, it's amazing. Number 2, busting out bad dad dance moves.
Oh, classic.
So being a bad
are there
dancer.
Any good dad dance moves?
No.
I don't
Probably
think
not.
There are.
None of them.
And the number 1 way that you've reached your peak dadness is laugh at your own bad jokes.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Somebody's got to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this guy's going to be a dad soon. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. She's probably going to get pregnant now, and the turtle's going to be a dad. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.